In the name of God, who is Father, Son, and Holy Spirit.
Amen.
Very interesting readings today, oftentimes cherry-picked. When you take them together, it becomes even more interesting. If you paid attention, did you notice the Old Testament actually shows us what we are called to be? We're called to be watchmen. And it shows who we are called to be watchmen for. You get to the New Testament reading, and it shows what we are to carry out. Love your neighbor as yourself. Pray for your enemies. Don't be drunkard. Don't do bad things, right? That all comes together in the gospel reading. It shows us the method in which we are to enact our duty as watchmen. So it's very interesting. As I read through that, I flashed back to the little quote that Jill had given me a few weeks ago that she had run across from A.W. Tozer, who talks about the church actually conforming itself to the society and congratulating itself that it's done something wonderful. In reality, as watchmen, we are called to be something more. We do not take the church and try to conform it to the world. There's no point. There's no purpose to that. We don't try to make heaven what we experience here on earth. Our job is to make earth look more and more like heaven. Not the other way around. So it's interesting. We sit there and we pull these little fractured bits and pieces of scripture and we tie them together in ways that they were never meant to be tied together. We fabricate all kinds of different ideas and different understandings and twist things to mean what we want them to mean instead of actually looking at what they are. So very simply, to give you an example, we've got, what, 4 hurricanes now at this point? And we've got places all over the world that are on fire. Is that the work of God? Was that His responsibility? Or is that an opportunity to actually be the watchman that we're supposed to be? Pray for those that are injured, hurt, and wounded. Give to them as they need. What way do you go? And it all depends on how you look at the scriptures. So here's a little tip. And I'm not saying that any of you have done this, but I have heard in the past, if God is so generous, if God is so graceful and all-powerful, why does He do bad things? Why does He allow hurricanes and fires and murderers and pedophiles and rapists and everything else? Why does He allow it? If your God is all-powerful, why does He do that? And when you do that, you make God the author of evil. Yet Scripture tells us in Him there is no darkness. Have you ever held a match up to a wall? This is not a rhetorical question. Have you ever taken a candle and held it by a wall? Have you ever looked for the shadow of a flame? It doesn't cast one. in him there is no darkness at all. So when you think about that, when you look at the readings, they're meant for our good. They're meant for our peace, for our fruitfulness. God is not the author of hurricanes and fires. That's a part of creation, and that's the fallenness of our creation. You are called to be watchmen. That also means that you don't stand there and browbeat somebody with ideology. You don't pound them over the head with the Bible. It's not a weapon. You sit there and you tell them. And if they don't listen, you bring another. And if they don't listen, you go to the elders. And if they don't listen, you go to the church. What is the repercussion when that person doesn't listen? You walk away. You have no part of them. You don't hate them. You don't revile them. You don't belittle them. You don't browbeat them. You leave them alone. They've made their choice. Father Holtzman, you've heard me say before, one of the professors at Neshota House was fond of always telling us, in all his years of ministry, he's never once argued somebody into the kingdom of heaven. I've called you to be watchmen. That implies that we gain an understanding of what we are watchmen over. It is through our understanding that we can then change the world. But we are only called to say the word. We're not called to make people believe it. We're called to make disciples. We're called to teach them everything that Christ taught us. We're called to baptize in the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit. But we're not a Roman emperor who demands that you accept this, or it's your death. I have called you to be watchmen, to love one another, to settle problems without quarrels, to make earth appear as heaven, not the other way around. Maybe we can reverse the church trying to look like society and get back to making society, or helping society, to look more like heaven. I encourage you to take the scriptures home and actually read through them again. Pay attention to what they say. And pray for the people that are in harm's way. Pray for your enemies. Pray for your neighbors. Pray for your friends and family. And always endeavor to be more Christ-like. Become the watchman you are meant to be. Amen.